Please take your Bibles and turn to the Gospel of John. John chapter 1, as we continue the study through this Gospel. John chapter 1, we're going to read from verse 1 down through verse 5. John chapter 1, beginning to read with verse 1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Let's begin with prayer. Father, we thank You today that we can come. Enjoy Your precious Word. Please that we be led by Your Spirit, that we will read the truth, learn the truth, learn it all the way down into our hearts so that we can not just in our minds, but in our hearts, that we will live each day and walking each day with You, that we will have Your wisdom and knowledge, that You'll give us the strength and the patience to live each day, and again, the wisdom of what to do and how to do it. Father, the strength to share this precious Word with those that are around us, those that we meet in the grocery store, those that we meet at the workplace, those that may come to our homes, wherever. Please, open our mouths. Let us speak Your truth, that folks will be born again. Father, as this world continues to deteriorate, as the nation of Israel faces greater threats than ever before, and yet, Father, we know that You will protect them and You will keep them. And so please, dear Lord, have us walk by faith, trusting in You each and every day, whatever our threat may be or our troubles may come. We know that we can depend upon You to deliver us each and every day. You've given us today now, Lord. So please, bless us and give us the strength to bring honor and glory to You. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. As many times as we come to class to study the Word of God and to search His Word, the beginning verses of this first chapter, we are going to find ourselves throughout the Scripture. So please keep your Bible open and keep it ready, because we're going to look up many verses of Scripture. Because you see, Scripture confirms Scripture. And so I want you to be ready, and I want you to join me today. All things were made by Him. All things were created by Him, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go to a couple verses of Scripture right at the very beginning here. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in Him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by Him. Please continue back to Colossians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Chapter 1, Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. Colossians 1:16, for by Him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. Please notice what is not made. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. The Lord Jesus created all that we know. But in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was God. All things are because God spoke it into existence. All things created were created by and through the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 1:17, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. So understand that He is our Creator. He has created all the world. He is our Savior because He has come to the cross of Calvary to save us. So the more we study the Word of God, the more we learn of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so I'm glad that you're here today to learn more about our Lord Jesus. He is the Creator, and He is our Savior. Now, as we look at the fourth verse, again, verse 3, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And verse 4, in Him was life. In Him was life. When we look at those words, there is probably nothing more important in the Word of God than those words. In Him was life. This world tries takes great effort to live without the Lord Jesus. And there is no life without the Lord Jesus. Many of us lived or tried to live a life without Jesus for maybe most of our adult life. But the day we were introduced to the Lord Jesus and we recognized that we were lost and need a Savior, and that Savior is the Lord Jesus, that is the day that life entered into us. We were able to truly live for the first time. 30 times this statement of life, this word life, is used in the Gospel of John. 30 times. So when you think of yourself, I'm living, I'm alive. Recognize and realize that that is a lie that the devil is telling you, because you have no life without Jesus. Jesus is everything. He is life. And so people that try to live without Him, try to reject Him and do not desire to know Him or to walk with Him, they are stumbling through darkness, and that's all they have. That's all they have. In Him was life. Life here that it speaks of is not just a physical life, not just physical pleasures. The life that it's talking about here is a spiritual life, is eternal life. And what happened in the days with Adam and Eve, as they ate of the forbidden fruit and was disobedient to the Lord, sin came into their life. When sin came in, the presence of God, the fellowship of God, left them. And so for the last 6,000 years, we have not had fellowship with God, no fellowship with God, in darkness instead of in light, because of sin. But through our Lord Jesus Christ, we can come by faith and have the light. And that's what the last part of this verse, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And so through the Lord Jesus Christ now, we have an opportunity of the light. Now, what did the Old Testament folks do? Jesus went to the cross 2,000 years ago. What happened the 4,000 years prior to that? Nothing has changed. Everything is set up on faith, believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. The Old Testament looked forward to the coming of the Messiah and the Lord Jesus dying on the cross. And those that now today, we look back to the event that has taken place. We have the great advantage of history, without question. That event took place. But just knowing that that event took place, that there was a man crucified, died. And if you don't believe He rose again, you don't have life. Because The world at that day said the body was stolen. And many believe that even to this day, that Jesus didn't raise from the dead. You need to know that Jesus is life. They looked forwards. The very first gospel that was presented to Adam and Eve was when God put the skins, the coats upon them. It represented the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ some 4,000 years later. There was a shedding of blood. There was the death of the sacrifice. The sacrifice was an innocent sacrifice. Everything is the same. That just covered their sin until Jesus finished the work on Calvary. Now our sins are taken away. Faith in Jesus Christ. Life comes through Him, real life. This life and communion or fellowship with God can only come if you know Jesus Christ. If you listen to folks many times, they say, well, I pray to God, and God helped me with this, and God took care of that. And if you ask them, what do you believe concerning the Son, the Lord Jesus? Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross to save you? Oh, yes, I do. When did you trust in Jesus? And many times they don't have any idea. They don't have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. You see, if you want to have communion or fellowship with God, the Father, you must come by way of the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So you need to know Jesus as your Savior. Don't miss that. Don't miss that. If you follow the news today and what's going on in Egypt and around the world, if you have any thought of that, and they keep saying, you know, that if Egypt turns over to this evil group that's there, why then Israel is doomed. They'll be eliminated. Oh, no, they won't. They won't. God's going to protect them. God's taking care of them. God's given them the land back in 1948, and He's going to keep them there. Oh, they may have trials and tribulations before His return to take the church away. But it's exciting to watch as the world denies Israel. Many of the announcers hate Israel and really would enjoy watching their destruction. Well, it's not going to come. It's not going to come. All this taking place, though, is just one more step towards the return of our Lord. And so it's one more. We need to realize that Jesus is coming soon, and we need to be out telling people about the Lord Jesus. You need to know Jesus as your Savior. Don't miss it. Just because we know that Israel will be protected doesn't mean that death won't come to your door tonight or tomorrow. And if you do not know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, or Jesus could come and take the church away and you'll go right into the tribulation period, that could happen today. Don't miss it. Know Jesus as your Savior. The only way, again, to have fellowship with God the Father is to know the Son, the Lord Jesus. And the only way to do that is to come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Without Christ, all is in darkness and death. There is no light for those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. John 11:25-26, right in the same gospel, the Gospel of John, chapter 11. John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Look at those words. John chapter 11, verse 25, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Do you? Do you know Jesus as your Savior? Listen to Psalms 36:9. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. Once again, for with thee is the fountain of life. in thy light shall we see light. Turn with me to 1 John chapter 5, verse 11. 1 John chapter 5, verse 11. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. The only way we can have life is through the Lord Jesus Christ, and no other way. Man today has tried and tried and tried to convince the world that there's other ways to get eternal life. There is no other way. It is by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Him was life. It cannot be said that creatures or creation or our creation has life. It had life, but not in themselves. We can have life, but not in ourselves. Christ becomes our life. He is our eternal life when we believe in His shed blood and trust in His saving grace. It's the only way to have life. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. The Word, when I was 12, 13 years old, many of us went to a church that had confirmation. And you were given instruction, and once you completed that, answered the questions, you became a Christian. You became a member of that church, followed in baptism, and that was the size of it. That's how I was raised. The gospel was not presented. There was nothing in relationship to the personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. But in that time of teaching, to show you that the Word never goes void, I remember my memory verse. They knew I wasn't very good at memory verses, so they didn't give me the whole thing. They just gave me, God is light. That was it. That was it. I was so thankful that I was listening that morning when the preacher called on me. And he says, Larry, what is God? Church full. He's light. I passed. Problem is, to what? To what? But you know what? I've never forgotten that. And so when you are able to proclaim the Word to someone and you tell them that whosoever believeth, if you come by faith to Jesus, call upon the name of the Lord, they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Those words, if they seem to slough them off and don't pay any attention to you, it's not you. It's the Word that has the power. And so tell folks that you know the Word of God. Tell folks that you know that Jesus saves. Because these words have never left me. God is light. Never knew the rest of the verse. And in Him is no darkness at all. Psalms 119, 105, and then 130. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And then Psalms 119, verse 130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. And that was Psalms 119, verses 105 and 130. Turn with me to John chapter 3, verse 19. John 3:19. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Christ is our life. Christ is our light. And without the Lord Jesus Christ, we have no light. we can see nothing. Without the light of the Lord Jesus, we do not see our sin. And the Holy Spirit comes and brings that light to us, shows us who we are and what we are. And then, thankfully enough, and that He doesn't just leave us there. He could just come and show us our sin and condemn us, and then that'd be it. But instead of that, He brings us the light, the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ. He brings us the Lord Jesus, introduces us to the Lord Jesus. Now, what are we going to do about that light? What do we do about that light? Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Go with me to 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. I said we would really be in the Scripture today. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. If ye walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all our sin. To enjoy fellowship with the Lord Jesus, we must have the light. You must be born again. It's not a light that continues to just as it shines and comes to you. And that light shows you who you are. That's when a decision has to be made. You must come by faith to Jesus Christ and be saved. And when you come by faith to Jesus and trust in Him as your Savior, then that light will penetrate into your heart. The Holy Spirit comes to live within you. And you can speak, you can fellowship, you can teach. You'll have great strength and wisdom each and every day. What a joy it is to walk every day with the Lord Jesus Christ. But it must come through that decision of trusting in Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 30 and 31. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 30 and 31. But in Him ye are in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. We have nothing to brag about except for our God. We need to brag about our God and what He has done for us. And again, but of Him are ye in Christ, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. Look what he gives us. Look at the opportunity of life because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn with me to 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 through 8. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. And if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at what we have when we have Jesus. Apart from God, the natural man is not light. Without any part of the nature of God, natural man is in darkness. If you speak to someone and they just slough off the gospel, they don't want anything to do with it, they're in darkness. When the Lord Jesus came to this earth physically and lived on this earth for 33 years, His own, the Jews, rejected Him. They did not accept him because they didn't like the light. They loved the darkness. Jesus was God in the flesh, divine nature in flesh. But natural man saw no beauty in him, did not desire him in any way. The world does not desire God. That shows you their heart. That shows you who they are. Only by the Holy Spirit. The world said, away with him, crucify him. It's not going to be long. It's going to be Resurrection Sunday. And as we go to the weeks before that, why we repeat those words many times as they cried out, crucify him, crucify him. That's what they wanted to do with the Son of God. That's how much they hated him. The world didn't like the light. And without this precious miracle of the new birth, man has within his nature no power to receive the light or to see his beauty. So anyone that rejects Jesus Christ, if they don't want to, maybe they're very religious and they go to church all the time and they belong to a church and active in a church, but if you have not come by faith to Jesus Christ, not been born again, that light is, you've rejected the light, and so you're still in darkness. It's the entrance of the Word that brings light and life. So the light in Jesus shines in the darkness. It's the only light we have. I don't care how dark the day is, how dreary, how difficult things seem to be. Know that our Lord is light, and He will show you the way. Please trust in Jesus. In Christ we become light. Go with me once again to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. For we were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light, as we had read. God is love, and we are light only through the Lord Jesus. We follow His steps. If and when we follow His steps, we are led by the Holy Spirit, because there is nothing in us that desires God or good. Therefore, we walk in the light, because the Spirit so leads us. What a great privilege that is to know the Lord Jesus. The fifth verse, as we finish this section, the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. The light shineth in darkness. Jesus brought the light. And when we know Jesus as our Savior, we become just like the moon. As the sun shines and it comes to us, then that light reflects off of us, and others see Jesus in us. However, the darkness comprehended it not. That word in the Greek for comprehended is to apprehend, to take hold of it. The world did not take hold of Jesus. The world still is not taking hold of Jesus. They don't like the light. They don't want the light. They reject the light. And by doing so, they will spend eternity in the lake of fire. His own did not accept. And today, it's so common that the churches, they call themselves churches. The churches only is the people gather together. This is just a building otherwise. So if you know Jesus as your Savior, you're a member of this church. You're a member of the church. What a joy to know Jesus as your Savior and to walk each day. But if you don't know Jesus, you're in spiritual, the darkness, and spiritual powers of darkness did not hold on to this light, did not desire this light. Natural darkness yields to the light. When light comes, darkness leaves. But when it comes to the light of the Lord Jesus, the hopelessness of man, the condition of man, the power of the devil, men reject that light. And so just because the light comes, it doesn't mean that darkness leaves. It comes to a decision to whether you want Jesus and trust in Him or not. God supplies life through the coming of this light. Life comes by accepting the light. Without life, men will forever be in darkness. Spiritual life comes to those that believe in the light. Turn with me to John chapter 3, verse 20 and 21, and then we'll close. John chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest their deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. The light. The light. The light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. It didn't apprehend it, didn't hold on to it, nor did it comprehend it. And that's the condition the world's in today. All that needs to be done is the gospel preached, and then decisions will need to be made. But today the devil has taken the organized church and taken the gospel out, and the gospel's no longer preached. It's becoming a social club, a social organization. If you don't hear the gospel preached, the lampstand is gone. The spirit is left. The church is in darkness. That building is in darkness. I hope that you heard the gospel this morning. I hope the light shone into your heart and you trusted in Him today if you have not done it before. Please, we're finding that He is not only the creator of the world, but He is the Savior of your soul. So please trust in Him today. Let's close with prayer. Father, I thank You today that we can come and proclaim Your word and go through these short three verses here. We need to know that You are the light, and that light gives us direction and strength and power, gives us patience, gives us wisdom. But that only comes after we're born again, after salvation has come into our heart. We need to accept that light. And through that light, You can give us life. Without that, there is no life. None here, none eternally. Oh, you've got a physical life, but spiritually you're dead. And the only thing that'll come as death knocks on your door is an entrance into the place of torment, awaiting the final judgment to be placed into the lake of fire for eternity. Today is the day of salvation, so please, dear Lord, don't let anyone leave without trusting in You as their Savior. Help us to open our mouths and speak clearly, that all around know that we are a believer in Jesus Christ and a proclaimer of His truth. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.